Dozens of foreign journalists in Egypt have been attacked, harassed, and even detained during the past 24 hours. That includes reporters and cameramen working for major outlets like CNN, the BBC, and the New York Times. The U.S. State Department has condemned the crackdown on the press as part of a concerted campaign to intimidate. That campaign also appears to include pro-Mubarak groups airing conspiracy theories about the role of the foreign press in this crisis. Here's more from reporter Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.
Alvaro Zamarena Ortega is among the many foreign journalists in Cairo who've been attacked. He works for a radio station in Spain. He says his team was assaulted by pro-government groups yesterday.
Part of our team was physically attacked in one of the entrances to Tahrir Square. We were broadcasting from a car, which was clearly indicated as press. Then a group of people started to gather around the car. Firstly, they just insulted our team, but then they started to hit the car. They broke several glasses, and they attacked to our technician.
Ortega says he and his team took refuge with the army and were told to leave the area. But before doing so, they did manage to interview some of the pro-Mubarak groups.
And they were telling us that we were anti-Mubarak, that we were anti-Egyptians. We were telling lies, and we were not telling the world that Mubarak was a good president and that he was the legitimate president of the country. They were telling us that this was all, you know, something orchestrated from the States and Israel, even when we told them, but Israel is one of the few countries that is more or less supporting Mubarak. No, this is Obama's and Netanyahu's conspiracy against Mubarak and the Egyptian people.
It has long been a tactic of government officials here to cast domestic tensions and demands for reform as part of alleged foreign plots against the country. And that's a claim being heard now on Egypt state-run TV. Today, a presenter on state TV interviewed young Egyptian men who claimed they had been inside Tahrir Square among the protesters. I saw people who are not Egyptians, one of the men says. It's a conspiracy. It's not the same people that came out on January 25th, another says, referring to the peaceful protest last Tuesday that started it all. These are strange people. I saw one man who just wasn't Egyptian, the man adds. Others in the background yell, it was a Jew, an Israeli. Another man breaks in to say that he and his friends caught someone who turned out to be Iranian. He says it as if that is proof of foul play. Overall, the mood in the Egyptian capital has changed for the hundreds of foreign journalists here to cover what had been a mostly peaceful anti-government uprising. Now downtown Cairo is a no-man's land where it's hard to gauge what people's reaction will be. Again, the Spanish journalist Alvaro Zamarena Ortega.
Usually we cover things in which we have both sides clearly divided, or you have the police or the soldiers and then you have the people, and you more or less know how to manage with them. Problem yesterday is that you don't know who is who, in which side is who, and why are they so aggressive to you when they even don't know, even if you are a journalist, which kind of things are you reporting or that you are just doing your job.
Pro-Mubarak groups have reportedly been particularly aggressive to reporters they think might be working for Al Jazeera. The Qatar-based TV network has given the anti-government protests sympathetic wall-to-wall coverage. And many Egyptians have been able to see that coverage on their TV screens. But now, Al Jazeera has been removed from Egypt's state-run satellite channel lineup, and the government has ordered the network to shut its offices here. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.